Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me okay? I was going to tell you a little story about my jacket. Remember how I got up here last time and I told you about the button that popped and I was going to lose a little weight? Well, I was walking out of here yesterday and John Claybaker, are you in the room by any chance? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I want you to validate this story. I was feeling pretty good because I was feeling a little room in my jacket when I was walking around, that same jacket, and John and I were walking down the hall and the button just popped out and shot that direction. So I didn't quite make it, but I thought I did. So anyway, I had to wear a different jacket today because I don't sew very well. Good morning again. First of all, I want to go through kind of a staffing report. We've had a couple of recent changes in the Beefport staff. As I believe I've already reported, we hired a new director of evaluation to fill the position vacated by Rich Otley's graduation next week. When I heard that Polly had decided to leave NCBA to pursue other opportunities, I didn't hesitate. I called Polly. I asked her if she was interested in interviewing for that position. I obviously had great respect for what Polly brings to the table. I feel very fortunate she accepted my invitation to talk about that position. After we talked, I was further convinced that her experience, her knowledge of the industry organizations combined with her education, her skills, her professionalism made her a great fit for that position. So even though I'm an accountant and I usually like to mull over decisions of that nature for a long time, I went ahead and said, you know, I think this would be a great opportunity for both of us. And luckily she agreed and she was able to start work right away. So I'm really glad that Polly was able to start, spend some time with Rich before he left. Maybe she'll get to drive his new race car around a little bit before he goes. And then I just want you to help me thank Polly for joining the family and staying on board with all of us. I also want to warn the evaluation committee a little bit. I think anytime you have a staff change like that and you've got somebody who has a little different background, a little different skill set, I would expect that Polly's experience conducting surveys, analyzing data, and those kinds of things will probably result in her recommending some changes in the way we do evaluation. So I just wanted to warn the evaluation committee there's probably something coming down the pike, but I think both are good, but it's always good to take a look at what we do and see what we can do in the future, make it better. We also hired a new CFO in November. We've been talking about this for a couple years, the officers and I, and first and foremost, I think that the officer team and I consider accountability to be the Beef Board's biggest function. There's obviously a lot of other things involved in what the Beef Board does, but I think if you really summed it up, accountability is what we're all about. And when I was promoted from CFO to CEO, I kind of filled in as CFO in working with our controller who took some of the duties, and I took some of the duties, and we worked together for a while, but it became obvious with increasing demands placed on the board's accounting duties that it was necessary to hire a CFO. We've been working with Catherine Ayers as a contract auditor for the board the past 3 years, and she was pretty uniquely qualified for that job, and she really hit the ground running. So please help me welcome Catherine to the board. Now, speaking of accountability, there's been a lot of talk this week about the firewall at NCBA, and it's been positive talk. I think that it's important to portray the positive side of things. CPAs and a lot of people only don't like to talk about negative things, but I think it's also good to talk about positive things once in a while to reinforce the good things we have going. And as you know, NCBA is responsible for maintaining the firewall, and the Beef Board is responsible for periodically checking to make sure the firewall is being properly maintained. When a membership organization expends a significant portion of checkoff dollars, there's always going to be people who suspect misuse of dollars, who are going to be skeptical. It reminds me of my father-in-law, who was an Iowa farmer, and it didn't matter what the cause was or what the benefit was. If somebody made him pay something, it just wasn't right. I don't care what they're doing with the money, I just don't want to pay it. So I think you've always got that group of people that no matter what, they just don't feel like they have to pay it. So it behooves us to always make sure that we not only do maintain the firewall, audit the firewall, make sure it's working. And we do that when the Beef Board conducts periodic compliance audits of its contractors, and specifically NCBA and the firewall. As many of you know, we conducted a compliance audit of NCBA a while back, and we've been working in a very cooperative manner with the NCBA staff to complete a process of fine-tuning and tweaking the firewall just a little bit better. So I'm proud to report that we finished that very recently. And as a result of that, as we were talking about this issue of some negative reports in the press, a lot of discussion this week about the firewall, the CBB officers and the NCBA officers got together and we talked about what can we do to make sure that everybody knows that the firewall is in place. And as they talked about it, and as Forrest and I talked about it, we thought it would be a good idea for CBB to conduct another audit of the firewall. We haven't really done the audit work for a couple of years. We've just been kind of working on some things and refining it, making it even stronger. So the joint officer team recommended that and agreed that we do an audit of the NCBA firewall, the NCBA contract compliance audit of NCBA, over the next month or so. We took that to the CBB executive committee, and they agreed that would be a good thing to do. So they took the joint officer recommendation and approved us doing a compliance audit of NCBA so that we can get out there and tell people that the firewall is in place. It's working. Just make sure people know. That also brings up the topic of tension. I can even feel the tension in this room right now. I don't know if it's tension or tired or a combination, but there's been a lot of tension this week. I think we've all felt it. I think there's many reasons for the tension. I think there's many sides of many stories. What I'd like to say is that as I work with the CBB officers, I want to tell you that the officers and I are committed to working with NCBA, which is crucial. I'm committed to working with Forrest to find solutions. We all know in this room, as Bob Drake so eloquently said just a moment ago, that we must work together in the checkoff programs, policy side, the whole works, if we have a chance of successfully achieving the mission to improve beef demand and producer profitability. Now, Forrest and I have been a little busy. I did kind of jokingly say last summer that now that you're all caught up, we'll spend a lot more time together. That is pretty hard to do with our schedules. But I'm happy to report this last month of January, we were able to spend some more time together. We worked on a couple projects, and we made some progress. We took a couple projects, and we worked through them and exchanged ideas, and I thought it worked really well. So I'm proud to report and very optimistic that we're making progress and we can continue to restore our close working relationship if we work together. So thank you, Forrest. Appreciate it. I also want to report, and Lucinda reported already, that we completed our producer attitude survey. We've queried 1,092 producers and importers. Lucinda already mentioned that 69% of producers either strongly or somewhat strongly approve of the checkoff. That is in comparison to 68% this time last year. And 66% of the producers in this latest survey versus 64% a year ago said they were either very well or somewhat well informed about the checkoff. So I think that we're getting the message out there. Producers are liking what you're doing. They're liking what State Beef Council staff is doing. They're liking what the contractor staff is doing. They're liking what the board members are doing. So I'm happy to report that 69% is really strong, and I think it's especially strong if you consider that we are in the worst economic situation we've been in since the Great Depression. 71% of the producers said that the recession negatively impacted their operations. I figured that number would be 97%, but I guess some people are having some good luck with what they're working on, but a lot of them are really being seriously hurt. A lot of people in here are being hurt by the recession and some of the other things going on with some of our detractors. So I'm pleased to report that 69% approval, and also that 79% of the producers said if they were to be a referendum today, they would vote yes for the beef checkoff program. So 79% is a pretty high number. So I'm proud to report that. Finally, in that survey, we asked producers a question of 11 different programs and got their feeling for what their priorities would be. And they were pretty close to what the committee members and leadership of these outfits reported yesterday when you did your voting. First thing that they came up with was programs to maintain and increase consumer confidence in beef. Second, they said they really wanted us to respond to or address misinformation circulated by anti-meat groups and individuals. Third, they wanted us to educate consumers about beef's nutrition. Fourth, they wanted us to advertise beef to consumers. And fifth, they would like us to promote U.S. beef in other countries. As you would expect, all 11 of the programs we asked were basically considered essential. It was a ranking of 4.3 out of a 5 scale, 5 being the highest, down to about 3.8. So they struggle with the same thing we struggle with every day. There's a lot of programs that are essential because there's a broad range of issues, there's a broad range of people. The target audience is very diversified. The media to get to them is very unusual for a lot of us these days. My kids text constantly. They're on Facebook constantly. I don't know whether or not they actually learn anything from those things, but they communicate like crazy. They always know what somebody's doing and where they're going, so I don't know if we'll be able to use those mediums to our advantage or not, but it's important that we work together to do that. And speaking of the programs, I really do want to sincerely thank the contractor staff, State Beef Council staff, for what you do every day, for the beef checkoff, for the beef industry. You're really doing a great job. We appreciate what you do. So thank you very much. Once again, I'd like to recognize the staff and of the contractors and the State Beef Councils. Now I'm going to close and conclude the Beef Board portion of the convention with one more update. I feel kind of obligated because I confided in this group about my dilemma at home last summer and the struggle I had with painting the house. And well, it didn't end there. I'm sorry, but I don't know if we've got those colors up here or not. You guys might have to help me figure that out. There they are. And you know, after I confided in you and I rebuilt my strength, I went back and said, you know what, we're going to get this done. We are going to figure out which one of those colors we're going to do. So we got some friends over. We painted little splotches all over the place in every place on the house you can imagine. Shade, sunny, dirty, clean, high, low. We just did everything. It looked like a funky-looking giraffe or something. And then we invited friends over to come over and give us advice. We figured we're going to break the tie because I liked one and I think I liked three. And the color's not very good on there. I think she liked one and I liked three, and they were so close I could almost hardly tell the difference, of course. But if you hold something just right like this and on a Thursday at 5 o'clock, it has a little different look to it. And so we ask all the friends over, and I'm thinking they're going to break this tie. There's no doubt about it. Well, every single friend, we had three friends, and they all picked three different colors. And they all, that's a good idea, Bill. That'd be what an accountant would do, just kind of average the thing and throw it up there. And I like how you're thinking. But so that just stumped us. We just thought, oh, my gosh. I mean, these people whose color choices and decorating skills we really trust, they can't even agree. So we kind of threw our hands up, and I'm not too happy to report we went back to the drawing board. We started over. And I worked with her. I mean, I really said, you know, I'm supporting you. I like the color, whatever you want. That doesn't always work in my house. She needs to have an opinion. I need to tell her which one I like and be prepared to support it. So that was kind of tough for me. So we went back to the drawing board, and one thing we always do in our neighborhood, we live in the suburbs. I'm a member of SA. You've heard of SA before? Suburbanites Anonymous. That's not the group that is trying not to be a suburbanite. We just don't want to admit we're suburbanites. So I'm in that group right now. So we walk the neighborhood constantly, and we look at all kinds of houses. And after doing that for about a month, we finally walked past this house we'd walked past for every time we'd done it, and all of a sudden the color just hit us. We really liked it. We knocked on the front door. They gave us the color scheme. We went and had it all mixed up. And, of course, I was really involved now. I ran and got it all mixed up, and I brought it back, and I painted new splotches everywhere because I wanted to show how much I was a team player and working with her on this deal. Plus, I was really hoping she liked this color, so I figured the nicer I was, the more she was going to like the color. And so we put it back up there, and I'm happy to report that, first of all, we had been past that house 1,000 times. I don't know why it looked good all of a sudden. But the color we selected, I think that's on the next slide. I don't know if it's going to show up or not, but that was the color we selected. And I am not kidding you. We selected gray. I think things are just intended to work out sometimes. We want to kind of be a new wave and all that, but we went right back to something that I can really identify with. So I think this chapter of the story is over. I don't know if I know what the moral of the story is in this case, but I think it's got to be something to the effect that work closely with your partner, keep an open mind, and the best answer may be this, maybe simpler than you think. So that's my report. Have a safe trip home.